right, the Dow takes it on the chin, 800 points after the bond market flashes a recession warning. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note on Wednesday briefly broke below the 2-year rate, an odd bond market phenomenon that has been a reliable indicator of economic recessions in the future. It happened for just a moment at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, triggered an 800-point sell-off, fourth biggest in Dow history, about 3%, just a little bit more. But a lot of folks are not as concerned about that as you would think. Janet Yellen, the former Fed chair, saying, it's probably overstated. And Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, says the market paranoia is also overblown and that the Federal Reserve can fix the issue with lower interest rates. He says they went too far too fast. It's time to get it corrected. Bite number one with Peter Navarro yesterday. Bite number one. Go.
So yesterday we had a big bump up on the market on President Trump's Christmas present to the nation with his announcement on tariffs. Today, before the market opened, they had what's called a mild yield curve inversion, which means the long-term bond rate fell below the short-term rate. This is basically the Federal Reserve's problem, volatility. They are causing this because when Jay Powell got in as chairman, he proceeded to raise interest rates by 100 basis points, too far, too fast. And even though the Trump economy is rock solid, it slowed us down a bit because of those higher interest rates.
So are you suggesting that the markets are falling because of the interest rate environment right now?
Yes, and if you watched your sister channel, Fox Business, and the futures, that was all the discussion before the market opened.
So there you have it. We'll see where the market goes today. We'll keep an eye on it for you, of course. The mystery into the death of Jeffrey Epstein took a deeper turn into the conspiracy theory world yesterday. We have now learned that an autopsy on the body of Epstein revealed he had several broken bones in his neck, including the hyoid bone. The hyoid bone is near the Adam's apple. It can be broken in a suicide by hanging, especially in older people, and Epstein's 66 when he died, but is far more common in strangulation murders, according to the Washington Post. Far more common in strangulation murders is the hyoid getting broken. Now, Epstein was found hanging in his cell in an apparent suicide at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York on Saturday, where he's being held on sex trafficking charges. Now, on MSNBC's Hardball program, a guest there, speaking to Chris Matthews, says it is Bill Barr who is to blame for the death of Jeffrey Epstein, after he conflates the time spent with the pedophile by Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. New reporting on the Bill Clinton ordeal and affair with Epstein. But first, this bite two from MSNBC. Bite two.
Where's the president get the chutzpah to just say, to throw out Bill Clinton and try to trash his name into this mess?
You know, I think Donald Trump is trying to deflect. If Bill Clinton has exposure, then so does Donald Trump. Bill Clinton socialized with Epstein, so did Donald Trump. Bill Clinton was on the private plane, so was Donald Trump. The fact is that Mr. Epstein took his own life. He died while he was in the custody of the Trump administration. Bill Barr directs the Bureau of Prisons, and they allowed, in some ways, they facilitated Mr. Epstein's suicide. Now, was that
negligent? Well, that's not fair. What do you mean facilitated?
Well, again, they were on notice that he wanted to take his own life. He was on a suicide.
Well, what do you make of?
You know that suicide is the leading cause of death of people who are in prison. We also know that Mr. Epstein tried to take his own life earlier. The decision about whether he should be taken off a suicide watch is one that's made by a medical professional. Here, it seems like the jailers made that decision. Again, at minimum, negligence. At worst, something much more sinister.
And these are the people they let on as guests, by the way, on MSNBC. To conflate what people say about Bill Clinton and Donald Trump in relationship to Epstein is ludicrous. And by the way, the information that came out last Friday in that civil suit against one of the women that says she was used as a sex slave by Epstein says that she was at dinner on Orgy Island, Pedophile Island down there in the Caribbean, Epstein's private island, and had dinner, was among those that had dinner with former President Bill Clinton, who got up and left dinner with a woman on both arms and strolled off into the darkness to turn in for the evening with a woman. We don't know if they're of age or underage, but a woman on either arm at Orgy Island. I can assure you those allegations do not extend to Donald Trump. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's see here. So much to cover today. I want to make sure that we get as much in as possible. You've been missing AOC, right? Let's get her in. She's back. By the way, if we build one more gas pipeline, we're all dead, if you didn't know it. AOC can fill you in. It's bite number five. Go.
Would you like to see gasoline-powered vehicles gone within 12 years?
Well, as much as it's technologically possible, I think we need to draw down our fossil fuels as much as we possibly can. I don't think we should build another pipeline at all in the United States of America. It's a matter of our survival. I don't even think it's a matter of political opinion. It's scientific fact.
It's a matter of our survival. It's a matter of scientific fact that if we build one more pipeline, we're all dead. Hide the women and children. It's a gasoline-powered motor vehicle. We're all going to die. Thanks, AOC, for that update. Greatly appreciate your insight. And you know what the funny thing is? When she talks to people in committee, she looks bright and articulate because she reads other people's questions and notes. When she's on her own, it is a different AOC now, isn't it? 25 after, it's a Thursday. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Do it now.